You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. Second hour, Dana and Parks program. Good to be with you. And she has been a source of incredible show content for years, and she never fails. Never fails. We welcome into the studio one of our favorite salespeople, if not our favorite, Tara Ard.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I was in Target and I was so happy because I looked down and it was your phone call. And usually when it's someone from work, I'm like, what do you want? But it's Tara, and I love Tara. And I go, what is going on? And she goes, I had the most Dana thing happen to me today that I have to tell you about.
Yes.
And now we are here because it is funny as hell.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited to be here. I immediately, like you said, thought of you and thought, oh, this is so something that would happen to Dana. So getting ready for a trip. I do multiple orders on Amazon to order things and figure out what I like, and then I return, like so many people do. And last night, two carry-on bags came that I had ordered, and one of them very obviously was someone else's return that came to me. It came in the plastic bag with the green stripe when you return something.
Like used?
Yes.
So you ordered it used like new?
No, I ordered it new from Amazon. It came used like new, and it is just like shoved in there. Like not even, they didn't even try to make it look folded and nice and pretty. But I looked at it and I was like, oh, actually it's a really cute bag. Maybe it has been used, but it looked great, good condition. I'm like, yeah, it'll serve my purpose probably. So I start looking at all the pockets and all the little nooks and crannies and things that I can do. And I find a Father's Day card in there that isn't filled out. It's totally empty Father's Day card. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. So it definitely was used. Definitely a used product from Amazon that was given to me like new. Then I start to find some business cards.
Oh.
And then from the business cards, I see some COVID vaccination cards. So I'm like, well, the person that at least used this is very safe.
Very healthy.
They're very healthy.
They're vaccinated.
They're vaccinated. They are safe. Then I find some, I don't know, Mount Vista Co-op. It's like a Mountain Parks type of card.
They love parks. They
yeah.
love parks.
There's a boater safety.
Maybe they're a hiker.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Boater safety license. All these other things. There's personal information in here, however, so I can't really show you.
From the returner.
From the returner, there is also a checkbook that is completely full of blank.
Don't
checks.
Show the numbers.
I'm not. No, it's the back of the checkbook. I would never.
All this in a bag that you purchased.
All of this in a bag that I purchased new from Amazon. And.
Oh, let me see. Yep.
Oh, and.
We want to open it.
And her contact lens prescription, too, but also the receipt that she did indeed pick up her contact lenses. So she didn't need that anymore. And her passport.
Let me see that.
Passport.
Give it to me.
Be careful because in the back of the passport is also her social security card.
So, oh, my word.
So everything of
it's
hers,
a treasure trove of this woman's
it
life.
It is her life.
Sort of like in Desperately Seeking Susan, starring Madonna.
If someone wanted to steal an identity, it
you
was delivered to my home. I was, oh, my gosh, just completely in a panic because if that ever happened to me, I don't know what I would do. So I found a business card of the many that were in there and one matched her name.
Her birthday is the day after yours.
There you go. And one matched her name. And so there was a cell phone on it. Called her cell phone.
And of course she doesn't answer.
Of course. I would never answer.
Random
I don't
phone
know.
Number from Kansas.
Yeah, out of town.
What is the state where this came from?
She was born in New Mexico.
Oh, thank you. Oh, all kinds of information about
yes,
this person.
Yes, and there are two different states that she had lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I then texted her number and said, this mm-hmm. is not a scam. This mm-hmm. is going to feel completely weird. But I just received a carry-on bag from Amazon, and yeah. I believe it has some serious documents you might want. And she, of course, very excitedly texted me back. But also, my daughter and I went down a rabbit hole last night of Googling anything and everything we possibly could about her.
How much do we know about this woman?
We wanted to make sure there was like no foul play or
right?
anything
what if someone
like
killed
that.
Her?
We're like, this could be real bad. This is how you could get on Dateline or 2020.
Right?
And I don't want to be there. So it was, yeah, it was a whole thing, whole moment. And we did indeed find her online. And cell phone was there that mm-hmm. matched the cell phone on the business card.
Where does she live?
Matched. I actually had a conversation with her 2 hours ago, and I said I would not disclose anything about
right.
where she lives or her.
But nowhere near Kansas City.
Nowhere near Kansas City.
Okay.
At all whatsoever.
The only place she's been is Canada.
And that was in like 2023. So
you know her travel log?
So that is correct. Uh-huh.
So, oh, I went down a rabbit hole and I made sure everything was accurate. But I also, when I talked to her, she's so sweet, absolutely lovely. And she did confirm the last four digits of her social security.
Okay, so you were thorough.
Yes, her state that she was born in and her birth date. Uh-huh. I was like, I would hope if somebody had these documents of mine that they would not steal my identity and would, if returning it, make sure that they're returning it.
Do you know how lucky she is that Sweet Tara is the one? It's a one in a trillion shot.
She was so appreciative and so kind and so nice. And she offered to pay me. And I was like, no. I just hope that if that ever was to happen to me, that somebody would not steal my identity. And
all right, hang on. Dan is losing his mind and he has a question.
But however, we all have the same question. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I'm wondering, how did this even happen?
Because she abused the Amazon system, Dan.
But who was selling the bag?
No, the woman used the bag, had all of her stuff in it, returned from vacation, and then thought, meh,
I don't need this anymore. I'm going to go and take it back.
I'm going to return it to Amazon with all of her stuff still
kinda like
in
women,
it.
Like what women do with dresses sometimes.
It was a return.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she returned it to Amazon. So then Amazon shipped it to me in the return bag, the return Amazon bag, too.
Who forgets to take out their checkbook, their passport? Who travels with their social security card?
So good question, and I asked her that. I said, I have to tell you, I've talked to a lot of people about this today.
And are you a ne'er-do-well?
I'm like, how do you miss all of these important, vital items with your identity? Like, how do you, and clearly it was like June, this bag's been popping around Amazon's, you know, whatever center forever.
Since June.
With her empty Father's Day card. So we're sitting there and I talked to her and she said, honestly, if you think about it, she said, I have zero travel plans that are coming up. So I don't need my passport. I don't need the boater's card and, you know, all of these things that I happen to have with me on this, you know, trip forever ago. And she said, I don't ever write checks, like ever. But I had my checkbook with me for something I needed a checkbook for.
Just in case.
So still the social security card. But
were there any coupons in there?
There were.
And what were we saving money on, Tara?
We were saving money on Summer's Eve. I believe it was 25 cents off.
Feminine hygiene products.
Yes, there were two.
Very important.
Two.
They're not cheap.
Yep. So we're clean.
Doubling up on the coupons.
We are clean. We are clean.
Scott, there were three tampons in the bag.
Oh, God.
It is the funniest, most of my... Does she know that you know that she... I don't want to say she abused the system... But clearly for this to happen, she had to have used a product and then returned it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I would be, if this was me, I would be like, can we just talk about the obvious here? The elephant in the room.
I checked the not used, not, you know, like new.
Amazon system. That's the way it's set up.
How did she realize all the stuff was missing? She just went to look for the passport and couldn't find it?
The only thing that she had realized was missing was the checkbook because she did have something that came up in the future where she needed to write a check. And she's like, where is that checkbook? I don't know where it is.
She didn't wonder where her passport was?
She hasn't needed it for travel.
If you haven't traveled, but I will say this. Most people, when you get back from the airport, the first thing I do is take that passport and put it right back in the safe because that's the biggest pain to
Because you can have the intention to and life happens. And so I really do understand-ish how it happened. But it was fascinating. And so she noticed the checkbook was missing. And immediately when she couldn't figure out where the checkbook was, she called her bank. She said, you know, this is the last check number I wrote. Can you please put a cancel on any checks past this? And get
so
me
is,
books,
is she
and,
paying you to send it all back? This she, isn't on you, right?
No, she offered to, but it's an easy.
Do me a solid.
It's an easy ship.
Send it back in the bag that she borrowed and used. And just put a little note in there that says, love you, hope your future travels take you to fabulous places, but stop scamming the Amazon system, sister.
No, she's going to keep the bag.
I'm actually going to keep the bag. Because I really need it for this trip I'm going on, and there's not enough of a window of time for me to reorder a new one.
I feel like you should at least keep the Summer's Eve coupon.
Shipped to me. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
It's 25 cents.
I mean, you can see, this is a... full
stack.
Let me
like
see that.
Stack
of her
a
stuff.
A stack. And she was,
why does
again,
she need all of this stuff on a trip to Canada?
She was absolutely lovely. My thought, too, is maybe it's just like in her purse. Like back when I used to carry big, big purses, I'd have, you know, like receipts. And I mean, there's a Target receipt. Yeah. There's a Dillard's receipt.
What did we buy at Target? Did we look at that?
Or? I didn't look at Target. Dillard's, she got some really nice cologne.
Oh.
Nice cologne and something else.
By the way, that Dillard's receipt from December of 2023.
That is hilarious. Yeah.
It was pretty entertaining. And again, we just wanted to make sure nobody had done any wrongdoing
to her.
Of
all the people in the world to get that. I mean,
she's so lucky it was
there. I hope she found a new card to send to her father for Father's Day.
I hope so, too.
She bought some perfume at Dillard's for $155.
I think that's pretty nice. Maybe it was a Father's
Day
gift.
Armani. That's what that is.
It says women's perfume.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, she is very lucky.
Well, there's a nice picture of Jesus carrying the cross.
Oh, yes. And there was a prayer card in there. And I told her, I said, and then I found a prayer card. And she said, that's from my mom.
Stamps.
My mom gives it to me. So I'm almost wondering, too, if like maybe she didn't have a bunch of the stuff that just had kind of like piled up in her purse. Yeah. And then she was like, I don't want all this in my purse while I'm traveling and going to, and so she like shoved it in it.
And then she decided to one up the Amazon system.
And then was like, I'm going to, return what I used.
I'm not going to say where, but she lives in a nice town.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice town.
Yeah, and again, she was absolutely darling. Like,
At Walmart.
I feel like we made a connection. I think those are her contacts, right?
Pen pals.
They are.
From the optical center.
Mm-hmm, correct.
That's why she didn't miss her optical prescription.
I love this so much.
Well, she does like to go to Walmart. You got some Maybelline?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Tara, thank you for the story.
No, thanks for having me on.
And I'm so glad you're keeping the bag. And I would like to think when you ship all of that stuff back to her, you'll probably get a very nice thank you note back.
I hope so.
I just wrote her little card that I'm going to put in there. And
did you tell her she was going to be on the radio?
I did. I told her earlier. I said, I work for a media company and I'm going to be on air at like 3. I said, I hope you don't mind. I was like, we're not going to say where you're from or anything about you in particular. And she said that she thought that was funny.
You're ne'er-do-welling.
Put you on blast.
So anyways,
double check
all your packages from Amazon.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
So good.
Thanks for having me.
Have a
great rest of the show.
When we get back, I want to know, Sam, what is the strangest thing that anyone has returned back? Like, this has to happen all the time. If you work at an Amazon warehouse, they're probably supposed to check the merch before they recycle it back to go back out.
It also tells me that when you buy something new on Amazon, there's no guarantee that that item is new.
Yeah.
Clearly. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
So our friend Tara Ard from downstairs, good friend of the show, orders some new luggage bags from Amazon. They're supposed to be new. They clearly are not.
This is why you don't buy underwear or swimsuits from Amazon. Because is new really new?
What percentage of things bought on Amazon get returned?
Let me look it up. Aren't they starting to charge you for returns?
I believe they're cracking down on that, yes.
If you are a chronic returner, there are some people that are now being hit. I think it's like $1 a return.
That's it?
Which is very cheap. But that's exactly where I order my underwear. Now, it always comes in the sealed package. It's got the tape on it and the cardboard in there. You know how they fold it around.
They just reattached the tape after the other guy soiled them and sent them back.
All right.
The average Amazon return rate is between 5% and 15%, but it varies wildly by category. For example, electronics, apparel, and jewelry can have return rates as high as 40%.
Let's go to Carter in Belton. Carter, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
So I used to work at a Amazon return facility, and it was pretty interesting seeing some of the stuff that would come in.
Oh, do tell.
I had a used breast pump come in.
Gross!
And a used litter box as well.
Gross! Back to back.
Now, why is that even allowed?
Maybe the breast pump didn't fit. Or they didn't like it. I'm not for sure.
I don't think breast pumps come in sizes. I think it's one size fits all.
I'm a guy. I don't know much about that stuff yet. But the reason why most of that stuff was probably found in that bag and then reshipped out is we have to do so many an hour, and they keep track. And if you start to slow down at all, a team lead would come and check on you and stand next to your station and watch you and tell you to hurry up. But you also have to be accurate at the same time.
Do you still work for Amazon?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I found those two items, I got up, I walked out, and I left. I had another job lined up. I was just working my 2 weeks, and I was like, that's it, I'm done.
So we've heard from, Carter, I'm not looking to bash Amazon. I don't care. I don't order through them except CDs. Never buy anything on Amazon, no offense. But from what I've heard from people like you and even people who are like drivers for Amazon, it almost sounds like it is a prison camp.
It felt like it. No phone, no headphones. They wouldn't even play music. And when they did, it was just through a laptop speaker up at the very front. So all you heard was nothing really, except for a bunch of beeping of people scanning the items. Hmm. And I will say it's a very efficient assembly line. You would pull a box off of one conveyor belt, you set it down on the desk in front of you, open it up, grade the item based on the computer in front of you. It would ask you questions about said item, and you would answer them, rebox it, and put it on a conveyor belt to your right, and it would be sent down for somebody to put it where it's supposed to go, whether it's going to a liquidation, being destroyed, sent back to the seller, or sent back to an Amazon facility to be resold.
And do you know, Carter, how many of those items, can maybe put a percentage on it, go to that liquidation side of things? Because the thought is that when you return something to Amazon, none of those items go back to the seller. They all go to some liquidation company where they buy a massive pallet of random stuff. Is that true, or is it that a small percentage?
That's what it felt like. A lot of the items I scanned would eventually have me put a certain color sticker on that made it go to liquidation. Most of it was due to the fact that the seller is no longer selling that item, probably because it was a reseller. But I even had brand new, unopened Apple AirPods be sent to liquidation.
Wow.
Whoa. Carter, do appreciate the call. Thank you for the call.
Of course. You guys have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Can we go to Sarah real quick in North Kansas City?
Can we?
Real quick.
All right, real quick.
It's so good.
Sarah, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, so my brother, he doesn't live here in Kansas City, but he ordered tennis shoes for his teenage son, and he got a sex toy. And he sent me a picture of it.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
And because he just was shocked. He couldn't believe it.
We don't need to be descriptive. We're good.
Was it in a shoebox, at least?
I didn't ask.
Mm.
I mean, I just assume it was an Amazon box. I don't know. But, I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know. It looked like something you could put on the mantle, maybe.
Like a candlestick or something?
Yeah, like
art deco.
No, it's useful.
Sort of an arty, like, shaped like a Christmas tree thing.
Say what?
All right, we're getting way too far into this description.
Okay.
We are late for break.
913.
I'm sweating.
586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So we'll wrap up this conversation here in just a second with Bob and Lee Summit. We were talking with Tara Ard, who works down in our sales department. A wonderful human being. I've known her for 2 decades. And she is getting ready to go on a trip, and she ordered some bags, luggage, I presume, through Amazon. And they were supposed to be new bags. They clearly were not. When they arrived at her home, she's going to keep the bags, though. She likes them. She was going through the pockets and everything in the bag, one of the two bags, and she finds a blank Father's Day card, a woman's passport, her fishing registration.
A Social Security card in the back of the passport.
Social Security card, that's right.
A
prayer card. Receipts from Walmart. Receipts, coupons for some Summer Breeze. Or Summer's Eve or whatever the hell it's called. I don't use it.
Summer Breeze, Summer's Eve, a Father's Day card.
Summer's Eve. And she gets in touch with this woman, and good for her, good on Tara. And this woman is thrilled because where's my passport? Oh, checkbook. There was a checkbook in there. I'm telling you, young lady, in You Know Where You Are, you could not have had that bag sent to a better human being.
Nope.
And Tara was honest about it. She got in contact with this woman and said, I'm sending you all of your stuff back. But the bag was clearly not new.
This has to be a major issue. I told you guys before Christmas that my girlfriend had ordered her stepmother a set of binoculars, and we got a propane tank refilling adapter in the box that is nowhere near the same value of the binoculars. We still have yet to receive said binoculars.
Mm-hmm. Bob in Lee's Summit. Bob, hello. Last word.
Hey, hello there. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you. Tell you, probably just as bad as Amazon is Costco.
Oh, yeah.
I was in there a month and a half ago, and I'm walking out, check out, right, return centers right there as you walk out. There's somebody pushing a pillow top mattress to return it, and it had DNA on it, if you know what I mean.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Slobber.
Could have been slobber. Could have been snot.
Sweat. Yeah. Maybe somebody wet the bed.
Dandruff.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Number of items. Maybe it was a four-wig boom boom. We're not sure.
We're not sure. We just don't know. Sometimes we just don't know.
We saw this on Twitter during a commercial break, and I want to talk about this because as we head into the Chiefs' next playoff game.
Saturday, 3:30.
I want to remind everybody that generally I think our fans do a really good job of being welcoming and respectful to other fans. Maybe when the Raiders are in town, we could do better. But generally speaking, I think Kansas City puts a great face forward for our town during the games. All right. You would be mortified if the story we are about to share with you happened here. We would all be embarrassed for our city. So it turns out the Philadelphia Eagles have banned an Eagles fan.
A lifetime ban.
From all future games after video surfaced online of this idiot screaming at opposing fans, and specifically a couple engaged to be married who happened to be there during their last game cheering for the Packers. We can't even repeat what the man screamed at this woman as she cheered for her team. It is one of the most vile words in the English language.
It is the worst word that you can call a woman, and it does not start with the letter B.
It is a word that is regularly used in British English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is not as vulgar.
And they tried. You can't reason with somebody like that. And I don't even want to bring a conversation about alcohol into this. Because, well, was he drunk? You do not treat other human beings like that. I don't care if you've been drinking or not.
Right.
So this was published. Everybody's picked it up, but I pulled up the story from People magazine. The Philadelphia Eagles and Lincoln Financial Field have issued a lifetime ban for a man whose foul outburst at their playoff game against the Green Bay Packers was caught on video. Footage first hit the internet after the Eagles defeated the Packers on Sunday. Alexandra Basara, a Green Bay Packers content creator, posted footage of the male Eagles fan heckling his fiance, who was cheering for the Packers and wearing the Road Teens merchandise. And he wrote, "What it's like going to Philly just trying to root for your team," in the accompanying video on X. Unprovoked, uncalled for, Packers Twitter, help me out, find this guy. This is not okay. I hate that my fiance had this happen, simply cheering for her team. And this is why I bring up we would be mortified. If this was a guy in a Kansas City Chiefs jersey, hurling those insults. You would just be so apologetic for our town.
Now, Arrowhead has really cracked down on this. We did have a bit of a dicey past when it comes to how we treated opposing fans. But we just have to be honest about that.
We have had some darker moments.
There was a tendency to not act the best. But now, I think it's like every third TV commercial, you know, they always put something up on the big screen when you're at the game. It is the Don't Be That Fan campaign.
Yep.
So I just watched the video, obviously, with the sound down. He is yelling at this woman. She is in one row in front of him, one seat to the left.
Yeah, right in front.
Her fiancé is to the left of her, okay? And he's calling her a dumb, ugly blank. And the fiancé, and the woman is completely ignoring these hurled insults. And she's just kind of, you know, going back and forth. There must be some music playing or something in the stadium. And her fiancé says, quit calling my fiancé a dumb, ugly blank. And the guy just keeps going on and on. By the way, I couldn't help but notice he has a wedding ring on, the insulter. So so he has women in his life, presumably. The female, the woman, turns to her fiancé, and she just shakes her head no and says, don't fall for it.
Good, good.
I read her
because
lips.
Because someone online then replied to the fiancé, the male, and said, why would you, quote, allow that man to behave that way toward your fiancé? In response to that comment, Basara explained that the man was attending the game with two other men, and he worried they were going to get aggressive. Quote, plus all Eagles fans would then see would be me getting physical with some old man and then jump me.
So by old man, obviously this guy's younger. I would guess that the insulter is
60.
Yeah, late 50s, early 60s. He's wearing all green Eagles gear. And he is, look at that face. He is just
it's
mad.
Rage. And so when you say insulting, yes, it's insulting. I'm going to take this a step further. That's assault.
Verbal, yeah.
Without question, that is assault. Because would I feel threatened if the man standing behind me, much larger man with two other men, were screaming those insults at me? You bet I would. If you look up the story from the New York Post, he has been identified publicly.
Oh, really?
Because hell hath no fury like the internet when something like this happens.
In the New York Post.
And here is my question. Does he lose his job over this?
Yes.
I have to agree.
This is par for the course. I'm not justifying what he did, but this is 100% par for the course for the Philly fan base.
I hate to say that, Sam. I hate to think that.
They're regarded as some of the worst in the league.
They have a actual reputation of hurling batteries
at players.
To the point that the stadium there had to crack down on people sneaking batteries in their shoes.
I don't want to pile on, but when we were there for the Super Bowl, where it was Travis Kelce versus Jason Kelce, okay?
Yeah, but that was not in Philly.
Nope. We went to a fan fest at the Super Bowl. I was there with my son, and we were seated around a whole bunch of Eagles fans. And when the Eagles fans came, the players came out, you know, and they do the Q&A with the commentators, we all sat and just listened. They did their chant. We just sat. Mm-hmm. When our players came out, the Eagles players went first, then our players came out. Scott, the fans were horrible. That was my personal experience. I don't want to paint the entire brush for all Eagles fans. They were screaming when they were trying to ask Patrick Mahomes about race, and this is the first Super Bowl featuring two quarterbacks that happen to be African-American. He's trying to answer that question, and the Phillies fans are just screaming at him. And I looked at the people next to us, and I go, are you kidding me? Like, this is horrible behavior.
So the guy in the video that we're talking about is a project manager at a company out of East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, they've released a statement.
The company has released a statement. Mm-hmm. Let me read it to you. The management at BCT Partners has been made aware of a video circulating involving an employee making offensive remarks outside of the workplace. BCT Partners denounces this type of behavior, and we take this matter extremely seriously. As an organization that has always stood for inclusivity, the conduct displayed was completely unacceptable and stands in direct opposition to our company values. We have already begun a full investigation as an internal personnel matter to determine what actions will be taken.
Okay, so, you know, it's just, it's a reminder, cameras are everywhere, and who you show yourself to be in a public space like that, it has consequences, Scott. I don't know what else to say.
Now,
he's going to be fired.
Good, I hope so.
Because of this.
Making a public statement like that, though, do they open themselves up to potential litigation for firing him?
No.
Why?
Because he's been, we now know who this person is. If he worked in public safety in a...
Can you imagine?
Oh, he'd be fired yesterday. He would already be fired.
You can be held responsible / liable...
For your behavior offsite.
Outside of the workplace, because the company would argue you still represent the company even when you're not on the clock. If one of us did something really egregious, do you think for a second Odyssey would wait to fire us? It would. The company would say, this is embarrassing. You have humiliated the company in public. You have to go. And they would be right.
Because what can he say that makes this better? And the answer is nothing.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Before we get to the calls, and we'll try to get as many of you in before the top of the hour as we possibly can, let me just answer this text real quick. He should not be fired. He is not there representing the company, is he? No, he's not. He's there as just a fan, but acting like a complete horrible jerk. But because of what he said and that it was filmed, his name has been outed, and so has the company that he works for. Therefore, the company has been brought into ill repute, if you will, because of his behavior. Kyle in Spring Hill. Kyle, hello. Kyle once. Okay, we'll put you on hold. Try to come back. Dave in Excelsior Springs. Hello, Dave.
Hey, great show, guys. I lived in Cincinnati for about 30 years. And I love talk radio, and I can tell you, people there said the same thing, that when you go to Philadelphia, those fans were the worst. Now, when the Pittsburgh fans came to Cincinnati, all hell would break loose. But what the thing that I always found interesting is that one of the big talk show hosts there in Cincinnati has been there a long, long time. He was from Philadelphia, and he says the Philly fans are the worst.
That's been their reputation for years, especially with the batteries in the snow. Kyle in Spring Hill, let's try it again. Hello.
Apologies, I was on mute.
Oh, so, no trouble.
I do HR investigations for a corporation in town, and I used to do HR investigations for one of the telecom companies in town. The key words in that statement from his company are outside of working hours. So, you know, they will have an easier time terminating him if it was a corporate sponsored function, or if he was there on tickets that they gave to him or something like that. But since he was, you know, if he was there on his own dime with his own buddies, you know, they really have to work to make a case to terminate him.
What about the fact, though, that his name has been discovered and the fact that he is a project manager for this company, BCT, whatever, now BCT Projects, or whatever the name of the company is, has been outed as the company that he works for. He has damaged their reputation.
That's correct, but still, you know, that's nothing they could control. You know, that's nothing he could control. You know, the internet detectives went out and figured out who he is. But again, at the end of the day, it comes down to, was he there as a representative of the company or on the company's dime, versus he's out on a Sunday afternoon with his buddies and is acting like an idiot, and people went out and figured out who he is. It'll be interesting to see how they ultimately deal with it.
Kyle, thank you for the call, man. Really appreciate it.
We can think of other pretty high profile cases where someone's behavior outside of work has led to their firing. Some that we agree with and some we don't. You know, a teacher's OnlyFans account where she geofenced outside of the district so she could make money on the side, taking provocative photos. We have both said we did not think that should be a fireable offense, but it is.
Well, we've heard stories of teachers who have been fired for appearing in a picture on their own Facebook account, not at a school function,
yep,
having an alcoholic beverage.
There's also been stories of teachers who were, say, on a beach, and maybe their attire while they were on that beach
not
was
okay,
slightly revealing, who no longer have a job.
We cannot agree with that. This butts up against almost assault.
It comes real close. I don't think it goes over the line, but it comes damn close. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. He's Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.